thank you for kicking it with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're sampled backwards during the first 3 seconds of a Biz Markie track. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, we will talk with the director of the new film, The Whackness. Perhaps we will define what The Whackness means, or we'll just leave it as a mystery. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Market Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Senator Barack Obama made his patriotism a campaign theme in a Missouri speech. NPR's Robert Smith is traveling with the candidate.
It was Obama's most direct remarks to date about his love of America. He told a crowd in Independence that he thought his patriotism was a given and was surprised that it would become an issue in the campaign. Obama promised that he would never question anyone else's patriotism.
And I will not stand idly by when I hear others question mine.
Obama didn't let his own supporters off the hook, though. He told them that they shouldn't devalue John McCain's service to America either.
NPR's Robert Smith reporting. You heard Robert talk about Obama's warning not to devalue John McCain's military service. It was Obama's supporter and retired General Wesley Clark's comments that riled people up. Here's Clark on Face the Nation Sunday.
I don't think riding in a fighter plane and getting shot down is a qualification to be president.
McCain called the comment unnecessary.
I'm proud of my record of service, and I have plenty of friends and leaders who will attest to that.
Senator John McCain, both candidates will use every weapon they can get to win the White House. For Obama, the famed campaigning and buck-raking abilities of former President Bill Clinton could help. But the problem is the two men hadn't spoken since the primary, not even when Hillary Clinton joined Obama at a rally Friday. The silence ended yesterday with a 20-minute phone conversation. Reps for both men said they will work together in the campaign. Obama and McCain weighed in on the Supreme Court's handgun ruling. Now the FBI director has his say, and he's not pleased. Robert Mueller says the court's decision may harm crime-fighting efforts. The man who admitted to the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole says he only confessed to stop torture. The CIA has admitted that Abd al-Rahim al-Nashiri was waterboarded in a secret prison. The Pentagon wants the death penalty. The trial will determine whether his treatment taints his confession. It's costing too much and taking too long. That's the message of a blunt report from the group in charge of World Trade Center rebuilding. NPR's Margot Adler has the story from New York.
Christopher Ward, executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, spoke very directly at a public meeting.
The schedule and cost estimates of the rebuilding effort that have been communicated to the public are not realistic.
The first opening date was to be for the memorial and museum on the 10th anniversary of the attacks, but Christopher Ward said that too was unrealistic.
The memorial will not be fully completed and available for the public in 2011.
New York Governor David Patterson held his own news conference and said he wanted a report with no spin and no gloss. He got it.
NPR's Margot Adler reporting from New York. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The city's homepage says it's, quote, providing a better quality of life. That's true, by one measure at least. Safe driving. It topped a survey for the third year in a row. Allstate Insurance found drivers there are the least likely to have an accident. Fort Collins, Colorado, and Chattanooga, Tennessee are the next safest. And the most dangerous, Washington, D.C. Full disclosure, home to many NPR staffers. Hopefully they're taking transit and not to blame for any pavement mayhem. That is your news. It's online until the end of time at npr.org.
This is NPR.